Idea here of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him. And Cepeda and Prager at it. And Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
Hour number two of Taco Man Radio is on the air. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco in the flesh, baby, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, of course. Just a stone's throw away from Fisherman's Wharf, the number one tourist attraction in the entire world. I kid you not. If you haven't been here to Fisherman's Wharf in Pier 39 in San Francisco, you need to come and spend some of your money here. Guess what? We treat you good, and of course, we always love our tourists here. That's what we live on, tourism here in the city by the bay. But no, I'm not here to talk tourism. I'm here to talk sports, a little smack as well, of course. O.J. Simpson, front and center this hour. Of course, the soon-to-be paroled, kidnapper? That's what they accused him of. And convicted him there in Nevada. That was a scam. You know, they convicted him in Nevada because they didn't get him in California, no doubt about it. Anyway, I'll bring you up to date how I met O.J. Simpson back in 1967, 1968. I mean, he was a great, great high school football player, went to Galileo, went to City College, scored 7 touchdowns for City College one day. I knew he was going to be a great back, and of course, went to the Rose Bowl and won the Heisman Trophy. You are tuned to the mighty Johnny Taco Radio Show. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Or the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, live from the city by the bay. This is Taco Man Radio.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's probably...
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Arento James System Simpson, folks. O.J. Simpson, of course, born here in San Francisco, 1947, July 9th, 1947. Born on Potrero Hill, which is a great, great neighborhood here in the city by the bay. Of course, I got to work with O.J. as a cop. He would come back to San Francisco and do some charity events up on Potrero Hill while I was working at Potrero Police Station. So I got to spend some time with him. And then, of course, I got to interview him 2004 at a Felix Trinidad fight, courtesy of Don King down there in, I think it was Miami, Florida. But the bottom line is, O.J. Simpson, of course, back in the news. Why is he back in the news? Here's why he's back in the news.
Mr. Simpson, before I cast my vote, I want to let you know that we believe that we're a fair board. We believe that we're a consistent board. I will let you know that that consistency also goes to parole. And we do not look kindly upon parole violations. And if I cast my vote to grant and it concludes the hearing, our expectation would be that you not violate even the simplest condition of parole. Having said that, I am prepared to cast a vote. I am prepared to ask the commissioners to set conditions. If that happens, we will produce an order sometime in the next 15 to 20 minutes that will be faxed to you or presented to you at the institution, and it will become a public record. So based on all of that, Mr. Simpson, I do vote to grant parole when eligible, and that will conclude this hearing.
Thank you. Thank you.
And as expected, O.J. Simpson has been granted parole. After serving nearly 9 years of a possible 33-year sentence.
In which he was getting jobs, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the reason why, you know, let's go back to it, Zach, just for a second. Did white America get upset because a black man slaughtered two white people and got away with it?
I think that definitely plays a role, you know, and it's interesting because I think there are actually a lot of black people that don't believe that O.J. did it.
And believe me, I've run into these people. It's sort of like trying to talk to a Trump fan.
It's interesting. I mean, at the end of the day, regardless of whether you think he did it or not, they definitely gave him too long of a sentence for the other crime.
Well, they did. But, you know, what people don't realize is that Christopher Darden and Marshall Clark were the two prosecutors prosecuting O.J. Simpson for the L.A. District Attorney's Office. They were sleeping together. They were having an affair while this case was going on. And there was a bloody thumbprint that O.J. left on the gate at Rockingham Way down there. Okay, but a bloody thumbprint. Now, not even a jury could have walked away from that bloody thumbprint, but they dropped the ball on that. See, I read some transcripts, and I talked with Mark Furman afterwards. Of course, Mark Furman, the infamous cop there that used the N-word and all that kind of good stuff. But I don't know. I mean, I know O.J. I mean, look at the – there's blood all over the place. It was O.J.'s blood. I mean, what more can you say?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, there's enough evidence where I think you could conclude that he did it. But, you know, I mean, I can see why people might be skeptical about the evidence. I could definitely see why the jury found him not guilty.
Wait. But it was DNA. Listen, that jury is sort of like my family, man. When DNA in my family, they think it means do not apply. I mean, when I tried to hit them up with my DNA test a few weeks ago, they were like all in denial. How can you deny DNA? Anyway, the O.J. Simpson jury, they denied DNA. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if you could have convinced them, even probably with that bloody thumbprint. But had they tried O.J. Simpson in the area in which he was arrested, in which he lived up there in that rich part of New York, of Los Angeles County, he would have been convicted in a minute. But they brought in almost an all-black jury.
Yeah, and it was kind of in response to I think that whole verdict was in response to the Rodney King beating by the cops, how those police got off on that case.
The Rodney King and the Ramparts, right? The Ramparts scandal.
Right, and they had that jury, they had that trial in like Simi Valley, I believe, which was far away from the actual crime scene, which was like a cop. That's where a lot of cops live.
That's where Reagan hung out. That was where Ronald Reagan hung out.
Conservative area.
Yeah, it was a very conservative area, no doubt about that. But now O.J.'s going to get out in October. And, of course, we'll talk about O.J.'s career in a little bit. But let me tell you, when he went to high school here in Galileo, I guess it was about 1964. I was only about 6, 7 years old. But, man, they were talking about this guy and doing stuff in high school. And then he went to City College. And I remember reading in the newspaper that he scored 7 touchdowns running for City College. I mean, 7 touchdowns, and I think he didn't play the entire game. So then he went to USC, of course, took the USC to the Rose Bowl, won the Heisman Trophy. I mean, then he went, of course, number one pick in 1969 in the draft, number one overall pick. He ran for 11,000 yards at a 4.7 average, and he scored 61 touchdowns. But, you know, he was hobbled the last few years of his career significantly by a knee injury. When he came to San Francisco to retire in 78 and 79, I mean, he was shot. He had one good run when he was in San Francisco, but outside of that, he was just a shell of his former self. I mean, he left it in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about that. And I'm sure he would have liked to have come home and did really well in San Francisco, but you could see the last couple of years of his career, he went from going, you know, 1,000 to even 2,000
yards. Yeah, first man
to run. Yeah, to drop into like 500 yards the last couple of years.
Pro Bowl, 5-time Pro Bowler, 72-76. So 5-team, first team All Pro, 72-76. NFL's Most Valuable Player in 1973. NFL Offensive Player of the Year in 1973. Burt Bell Award, 1973. AP Athlete of the Year, again, 1973. 4-time NFL Rushing Leader, 72, 73, 75, and 76. 2-time NFL Rushing Touchdown Leader, 73 and 75. Wow, I mean, he's going. NFL 1970s All-Decade Team, 75th Anniversary All-Time Team. I mean, he's ranked number 40 as far as all-time football players are concerned, and we'll hear about that in depth in our next segment. But I think he's a great, great football player. People don't want to realize that when O.J. had the ball, man, before he got hurt, you couldn't catch him.
Yeah, I mean, O.J., you know, I know that his whole public persona has changed and people don't even think of the football player. But if you think about him, the football player, there's no doubt that he's, you know, one of the best running backs we've seen.
And he ran back there in Buffalo where it was cold. Imagine if they'd have put him in a nice place like L.A. where he could have ran like on a Rams field. You hear what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it could have been like Eric Dickerson or something, huh? Yeah,
Eric Dickerson, what an amazing – you know, I think we got to do an Athlete of the Week on Eric Dickerson the next couple of weeks. Here's a guy that's sort of gone under the radar, but what a superstar he was.
Yeah, very good running back. That would be a good one. That's a good suggestion.
No doubt about that. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line. If you're drunk or if you live in Denver – and you're stoned because they sold $100 million worth of weed last month in Denver. I didn't know that many people lived in Denver.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot of weed.
$100 million worth of weed. Holy cow, that's a lot of bush.
Industry.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they're getting high in Denver. You are the Mile High City. Yeah, I guess it fits. Anyway, you're tuned to the Johnny Taco Radio Show. live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
I know you're tired. I know you're hurting. And I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational. But that just wouldn't be our style. Pain heals. Chicks dig scars. Glory.
Right on.
Shotgun. DC right. Flip 90. Dig. On the center. On the center. Ready?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
In on the streets again. Yeah, you think you're in a cookie, baby. You better find yourself a friend. My friend, it's something about love.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
I mean, I've had some trouble with kids. They play around so young today, very young. I was talking to my doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombach. You know my doctor? Well, he told me last week at his office he got 6 cases of VD. I mean, he's all right now, you know.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome.
If you start a conversation about O.J. Simpson, and you begin by talking about what a great tailback he was, initially people are confused, and then they get mad. I mean, it's just so weird now, because even talking about him as a football player, it seems like you're missing, like we're overlooking the obvious. O.J.'s football legacy is destroyed. People will never remember or think about what a great running back he was because of the last half of his life, and there's no way around it. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure that out. In his obituary, football player now is mentioned in the first paragraph, but they don't talk about USC or the Bills until paragraph 5. I think people have completely overlooked the fact now that he was clearly the best running back of the 70s. So if you sort of realize that he's the best running back at a time when the most important part of the offensive game is running the football, I think you could easily argue that O.J. Simpson is the most valuable player of the 70s for the entire league. Every time he ran the ball, it was almost like the Bills' equivalent of throwing the ball deep. It might not work, but if you made a mistake, they would score.
You know, when you're fresh in the game, early in the game, you got a lot on your mind. You're thinking of the game plans, you're thinking of things that you saw, because you've been watching it on film all week. As the game goes on, you get tired, and you stop thinking so much, and you start reacting. It's like putting things in that computer. You just push a button, you get the ball, and you go.
I've seen footage of O.J. Simpson running the football dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and I can't for the life of me even remember the number of the guy handing him the ball. He had no element of surprise. He had no passing game to sort of change the way defensive played him, and he was incredibly effective. He was not going to play in a Super Bowl. There was no shot. So he has this game on Thanksgiving where he rushes for 273 yards. Proof that the best football player in the world is just sort of being wasted on this team going no place.
On Thanksgiving 1976, Buffalo's quarterback completed 4 of 21 passes for 29 yards. O.J. Simpson ran 29 times for a then single game record 273 yards in defeat. Playoffs eluded Simpson in 10 of his 11 seasons. Jim Brown's single-season rushing record did not. In 1973, playing a 14-game season, Simpson sprinted for a staggering 2,003 yards.
Gaining 2,003 yards in a 14-game schedule is substantially more impressive than Eric Dickerson's best season, or Barry Sanders' best season, or Terrell Davis's best season.
O.J. running left. O.J. 5-4.
There it is.
He did it. He did it.
Yeah.
I just wonder if the three of us at this moment fully realize what it has been our great privilege to watch O.J. Simpson run for 2,000 yards.
Beyond seeing what he's tangibly doing, there's then that intangible quality of, what would happen if he played for the Steelers? Or what if he was on the Raiders? How many yards would he run for? That actually kind of lifts his greatness.
The Juice, number 32, O.J. Simpson, Galileo High School. Of course, Galileo High School, then a City College and USC, and of course, Buffalo Bills, and he finished up his career in 1979 with the San Francisco 49ers. Of course, O.J. Simpson about to get out of jail. Zach, I got to ask you, had he not tried to saw his wife's head off, his ex-wife's head off, would he be considered the greatest running back of all time?
I don't know if he'd be considered the greatest. But
Zach, he just heard with those stats right there that the quarterback threw for 27 yards and he ran for 273 yards in a game and they lost. Now come on, man! If he'd have been on a good team like you know the
could have been.
I mean, come on, could have been, would have been.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, you know, there's other running backs that have won Super Bowls and stuff like that. You know, it's hard to say. But he definitely is up there. Like, you can't really deny that.
I got a hot text here from somebody in Denver. Sandy in Denver says, There's 4.5 million people in the state of Colorado. There's 2.9 million people living in Denver. And according to you, we bought $100 million worth of weed last month. That's impossible. No, no. That's what the California, that's what the Colorado governor's office published, that you guys bought $100 million.
That's impossible, how really.
How much weed is that per person? If there's 4.5 million.
They said
million,
in a month.
Huh?
They said, okay, $100 million in a month, right?
$100 million in a month, and there's 4.5 million people there.
So everybody just would have to buy $50 worth of weed in a month. That's not really a lot. It's fairly believable, I think. If only half the people bought it or less than half, you know.
You know, I knew we would be talking about this tonight. I was coming across the Bay Bridge, and I asked the Bay Bridge toll collector. I said, "How many people smoke weed coming through?" He goes, "About 70%." I said, 7 out of 10 cars people smoke weed." He said, "Yeah, the only ones that now smoke weed are people with kids." I was tripping out. San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, it's not necessarily the safest thing to do when you're driving either. I mean, it's not as bad as drinking, but still.
No, but if you had some guy that was stoned to the gills or some guy drunk, I know whose car I'd get into.
Right. I'm just saying, it's like, that's not really the greatest thing to be doing.
Okay, anyway, Sandy's listening on KDCO 1340 AM in Denver, Colorado. I want to mention some of our other affiliates. Austin, Texas, KTXX, that's 104.9 FM. How about Dallas, the city that whacked Kennedy back in 1963? KTIC, KTCK, that's 1310 AM. What are you laughing about? You know it. Come on, that was a cover-up. You know it.
Well, I don't know if Dallas wants to be thought of that way.
Well, that's the way. They're known for the Cowboys and killing Kennedy. What else is Dallas known for?
The show Dallas, maybe?
Yeah, the TV show. The TV show Dallas, where JR got who shot JR and that kind of good stuff. The Dallas Cowboys and Kennedy getting whacked. What else?
It's not a lot. Probably, I'm guessing they have some barbecue there. I don't know.
Baylor University, baby. That's about it. How about Pittsburgh, Steel City? Of course, Paul Spadafora's hometown, WWCS. That's 5:40 a.m. And, of course, my buddy in Detroit. Lindy, are you still awake? WCAR, WCAR. That's 1080 a.m., 1090 a.m. in Detroit, Michigan, Motown. Of course, my life in Motown, man, I loved it when Emmanuel Stewart was alive and he ran that city. You know what? Zach, when you went out with Emmanuel in Detroit, it was sort of like going out with Ali somewhere. It was like, he was the Godfather, which I named him, but he was like the Godfather of Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, and he's one of the, where would you rank him all time in terms of trainers?
Right up there in the top five. At first, I thought he was a hired gun, a guy that could just train guys, you know, that were already made fighters, and you come in and apply a few techniques to him, train him up a little bit here and there and get him to work. But no, what I watched when he produced that Kronk boxing team, Milton McCrory and guys like that, of course, and Tommy the Hitman Hearns, and Jimmy Paul, I can go on and on. But that Kronk boxing team, probably pound for pound, was like the toughest, the hardest. But those guys could all punch. Skinny black dudes knocking people out.
I mean, he definitely was able to train, even like Klitschko, you know. He trained a lot of different fighters.
Yeah, and I want to mention Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, we have two affiliates in Las Vegas, KMZQ, that's 870 a.m., as well as KSHP, 1400 a.m. That's right. Two shots on the dial there in Las Vegas. Yeah, Las Vegas. Johnny Taco can be live every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time right here on the Taco Man Radio Network. And I want to mention Phoenix because Phoenix doesn't like me. I know that. KQFN 1580 down there in Phoenix. I won't say what I did at the American Airlines Arena anymore on the air, but Phoenix does not like me. And Atlanta, GA, I miss you, baby. I would love to come back to the Omni and announce there. Work the Omni for another televised gig as I did for Don King back in the day. The WXJ was our Atlanta affiliate, 1120 a.m. Now, Zach Attack, I got to ask you this before we get to this brain damage thing in this next segment. Boxing over football. I'm a staunch believer that hand-to-hand combat is better off for you than getting hit in the head helmet to helmet.
Yeah, I have to agree, and I know a lot of listeners will probably think that something sounds off about that because you think of fighting and you're trying to hurt people, but football is all about trying to hurt people too.
Yeah, good point about that. We'll go deep with Larry Merchant on CT and brain damage, of course, on our upcoming segment here on the Johnny Taco Radio Network. Of course, don't forget, Ring Talk airs on the same network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on the Johnny Taco Radio Network. Ring Talk live worldwide takes it to the next level. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. Zach Attack Young and myself rocking it from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Manning takes the shotgun snap. Bears bring pressure. He throws it over the middle. Wide open, Shepard. Touchdown, Giants. 15 yards. Manning to Shepard. And the Giants are in front.
Carson Palmer puts Fitzgerald in motion. He has Andre Ellington to his right. Takes the snap on third and goal. Carson fires left. Intercepted! And it's picked off by Terrence Newman. And he speeds to the 30, to the 40. He's inside the checked by Xavier Rhodes. To the 30, 20, touchdown!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
To the station.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Make a million and lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Somewhere to passion. So much less, so deep inside to be unchained. Lost my heart.
coming to you live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, of course, coming to you with the only live network show in existence right now in the continental USA. That's right, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Taco Man Radio. Straight up, we're talking brain damage. Of course, it's a subject that I've delved into extensively in the past few years. And, of course, my godfather, I call him the godfather, of course, the retired godfather from HBO, the Hall of Famer broadcaster, the former sports editor of the Philadelphia Daily News. I'm talking about the great Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant went deep, and he and I went deep on CT and brain damage as far as the NFL scenario. Because let's be honest, when a study came out this week that said 110 out of 111 NFL players had brain damage, that's pretty crazy. Anyway, here's Larry unplugged. Here's a story you brought to the forefront many, many years ago. I'm talking about the CTE issue with chronic brain damage and NFL players. Were you blown away by the report this week that out of 111 autopsies, 110 of the NFL players had chronic brain damage?
That is stunning. I mean, that says if you have a long-time career, maybe into college, but certainly beyond college, there's a pretty darn good chance that you're going to suffer some emotional and mental agonies before their time.
Yep, yep. That's pretty scary, no doubt about that.
It's quite amazing. But, you know, I once asked Nelson Mandela how could he, as a pacifist, still be a boxing fan. And he said, well, in boxing, they do it voluntarily. Boxers have always known that they're walking into a dangerous life that is likely to affect them. You can't not know, okay? It's virtually built into the culture.
Okay, but Larry,
football players didn't always know. They've only started to find out in the last decade or so.
Yeah.
And now they know, and parents are going to have to make decisions about that. And it could affect the sport in the long term.
Larry, remember I told you about when I interviewed Mark Gastineau the couple of times he did for pay-per-view events? He did Mancini and Hogg and that kind of good stuff. He was on the undercard. But I interviewed him, and we had tremendous problems during the interviews because he couldn't stay focused for 30 to 45 seconds at a time. I mean, he was a mess. He just was a mess. And I said to myself, you know, it's like this guy's already punch drunk. That's what I said to the producer afterwards. And I thought to myself, football punch drunk.
You know, Pedro, it may have been as long as 20 years ago. I don't know for sure. When I did a piece for our HBO's magazine show with Brian Gumbel on this subject, because it was very apparent to me from my experiences in football, both on the field and observing people, I saw numbers of professional football players in their mid-30s who had never had any chronic conditions or traumatic injuries, and they were telling me stories about how hard it was for them to get out of bed in the morning to play with their kids. And it just looked to me like common sense that a football player who gets a concussion on the field is no different than a prize fighter who gets a concussion in a fight. Except in football, they were expected to come right back, if not in the next series, in the next quarter or the next half, and keep playing.
Good point.
So it was apparent to me, and I did a piece about this and talked to a lot of players and various folks. But it wasn't until some scientists at Boston University and the New York Times got really into it, and when there were players who had really tragic lives after they left football, and they started to really look in the brains of these guys and see why were they dying young. You know, why were they showing symptoms of being old when before they were old? Why were some of them suicidal? And we're finding out.
The Godfather himself, Larry Merchant, talking about the NFL. And, of course, he was hip to this a long time ago. But when I interviewed Gastineau, I guess this was like 1992. Yeah, it was 1992. When I interviewed Gastineau after a fight in San Francisco and a fight in Reno, Nevada, I couldn't get his attention. I almost wanted, Zach, I never wanted to grab somebody by the, and shake them and say, hey, pay attention to me. Okay, but Gastineau was like, his eyes were like a pinball machine. They were shooting all over the place.
Yeah, I guess attention span is different, huh?
Yeah, and I'll never forget, that was the same night I interviewed James Caan, of course, the Academy Award winning actor, The Godfather, that kind of good stuff. And James Caan was drunk as a skunk. And I said to him, James, I said, what's going on? He goes, oh, I was training Ray Mancini, and my producer's yelling in my ear, get him off the effing air, get him off the effing, oh, man. And here I am interviewing a guy from, James Caan. This is James Caan, baby. All right. Let's talk about this. 110 out of 111 guys test positive for this brain injury, this chronic brain injury. That's telling, man. And if I had a kid right now, I wouldn't let my kid go anywhere near a football field.
Yeah, you and I won't have to worry about that anyway. But...
No, but if Jazz wanted to play football, would you let her?
I don't think so. I don't even know if society would let her anyway.
But if she was a boy, would you let her?
I don't think so. I'd
be able to jump up with these stats right now and say, look, this is what's going on here. Because, you know, a long, long time ago, I used to hear about guys like Jim Otto, who's 00. He was of the Oakland Raiders. He was their center for a long time. I think he made it to the Hall of Fame. But I used to hear that it took him 2.5 hours to get out of bed in the morning, and I couldn't figure it out. I mean, why did it take this guy 2.5 hours to get out of bed? Because I was only a kid. I was a little kid. And I was thinking, why would it take this guy 2 hours? Boy, he must be lazy and slow. No, that's how messed up he was in the brain and physically, both emotionally and both damaged above the head, above the neck and below the neck.
Yeah, it's definitely devastating.
Okay. Colin Kaepernick, 29 years old. Nobody wants to sign him. Is that because he's a black militant?
I mean, I think that his stances play a role for sure. I think so. I mean, it looks kind of ridiculous when you see teams signing like these like guys that played in arena football leagues and all that.
Zach, they're signing guys like you, me, and Scott Cuddy instead of Kaepernick.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I don't know about you, but it really makes me not want to watch the NFL. Like, how could we support something like that? I don't know if you saw, there was a poll that came out that people were more upset with what Kaepernick did than they are with domestic violence.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Well, then again, of course, this week, I will say this, though, and we didn't talk about it on the air, but I will say this, that, you know, I am a staunch proponent of health care for people because I've been to 33 countries around the world, and I've been sick in Dubai, and the medical care there was free, and I got sick in Colombia, and the medical care there was free, and I got sick in Macau, and the medical care there was free, and it was all first class and this and that. And for those people that live there, they have medical care as well. And us people here, a lot of people in the United States don't have health care per se, and for another 16 to 30 million people to lose health care based on that last bill that was about to go through, I just don't know how somebody like Mitch McConnell, he's on Medicare. The guy has Medicare himself, and he wants to cut the program.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that. I mean, I don't understand that logic. I guess in the end, you know, McCain came out and he voted against the repeal. But still, I mean, it shouldn't even – I don't even understand why they're considering doing that.
Zach Attack Young, of course, talking – we're stepping over the line here. We're not talking sports. We're talking healthcare right now. Why it's so important. Let me tell you. In 1965, President Johnson approved Medicare and Medicaid for older – folks here in the United States. Well, my grandmother, Rina, that was her name, R-A-G-N-A was her, or that was where her name was spelled, Ragna. Anyway, she was diagnosed with some uterus issues in like 1966, 67, but she didn't have her Medicare yet. They hadn't approved it yet. So once they approved it, She went to the doctor and found out that she had cancer. So they're trying to tell you is that had she sought medical care a year in advance, she would have not have died at the early age at which she dies. What I'm trying to tell you is that health insurance is important to all of us, whether you're white, black, blue, green, gay, transgender, straight. I can go all throughout it, man, but you need health care. Like Don King says, you know, Don's on this show long, often, and he's always railing about health care. He said that everybody in this country needs health care.
I think so. I mean,
and he's a Republican.
Everybody needs health care.
And there's no doubt about it. Everywhere else in the world, every other modern country in the world takes care of their people as far as health care is concerned, except for us. But then again, you know, Jason Chavez, the guy that retired from the Congress a while back, he had that operation, that Obamacare operation, before he went to Fox News. I mean, John McCain's getting all this Obamacare. This is an Obamacare program. You do realize that the Obamacare program, which they eliminated, they kept for themselves.
Yeah, they have all that health care.
That's pretty crazy.
So they're not
man.
Really worried about that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, folks. That's pretty crazy. You are tuned to the Mighty Johnny Taco Show, folks. Of course, Sports Overnight America. We rock each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. We rock for 2 hours, Zach Attack and myself. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday night. That's Sunday morning, 1 a.m. Eastern time in the Eastern time zone. Speaking of the Eastern time zone, I want to mention some of these affiliates once again. Detroit, Pittsburgh, Houston, Texas, 1560 AM, KGAL in Houston, Texas. Want to mention my man down there in Memphis, Tennessee as well. KQPN, 7:30 AM in Memphis. Memphis used to rock and roll. I remember eating in Memphis. And guess what? The best barbecue is not in Memphis, Tennessee. Guess where it's at, Zach?
Where?
Oakland, California.
Where's that at?
Everett and Jones, baby. Everett and Jones, the best Q in the entire world. You're tuned to the Johnny Taco Show. I am the Taco Man. Guess what? That's Zach Attack Young, my partner in crime. Of course, he is most famous for being the father of Jasmine Young. Outside of that, and doing this show, no, he's more famous for being Jasmine Young's father than doing this show. He is Jasmine Young's father. We give him props for that. You are tuned to the Mighty Johnny Taco Show. I am the Taco Man, live from the city by the bay.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Big news in sports, and of course, UFC 214 is in the record books, and the light heavyweight championship now belongs, of course, once again to John Jones out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of course, the once-beaten fighter is like just annihilated Daniel Cormier. Cormier crying afterwards. It's a little bit sad, no doubt about that. Zach Attack, I got to say this. John Jones now wants to take on Brock Lesnar. Is he crazy?
No, I think that would be a huge money fight. That's probably one of the biggest fights the UFC can make, right?
Probably the biggest fight.
Yeah, unless they were somehow able to make like John Jones versus Conor McGregor, but that's not going to happen.
No, not anytime soon, unless John chopped off an arm. But then again, you know, John doing his thing with those Sensil vitamins, he can do just about anything.
Yeah, he might be able to cut some weight. Huh?
He might be able to cut some weight there. All right, but when you look at the big picture here, as far as the Brock Lesnar coming back after the suspension, that's where they're going with this, on the John Jones thing, that's where they're going.
Yeah, they were already talking about this like before the fight. Mm-hmm. Before it even happened, they were kind of, it looked like they were trying to set this up, but it'll be a while. I'm pretty sure Jones will fight again before then, because I think Brock Lesnar's still under contract with like the WWE through April or something that I was just reading.
Okay, so that would be the biggest money fight in the history of MMA. I think it would be bigger than any other fight. Well, do we consider, I guess we got to consider the boxing match an MMA match, because boxing is a form of mixed martial arts.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm not sure. I mean, it might be able to sell, but do you think it'll top the $1.6 million that Conor's done in his last couple
Let
fights?
Let me tell you, Brock Lesnar and John Jones will do about 4 million homes.
You think?
Oh, easily. It'll break the record books. It'll be an epic event. There's just no doubt about it. You know why? Because John Jones has got a shot. Zach Attack, you go take care of Jazz. Where you got? Have you guys been to Disneyland lately?
We went last summer. We might go again, though. She went to Legoland the other day.
Fantastic, man. You're the super dad that you are. You have a great week with your daughter, man. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a great week.
The great Zach Attack Young here on the Johnny Taco Show. Of course, Zach gets a 5 stars tonight. And I thank you for tuning in tonight. Of course, I am the Taco Man, live from the City by the Bay, with the only network show on live at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, live right here on Saturday and Sunday mornings here in the Continental USA. Until next time, much love, much respect, and don't forget, I am the Taco Man, live from Fisherman's Wharf, San Francisco, California.